do have one more question from News Talk 104.1. What is the biggest obstacle for the Department of Health to being tracking recovered cases of COVID-19?
Well, we're not able to track the specific recoveries of patients of COVID-19. So if you think about all the things that we're doing, we're trying to track new cases of COVID-19. We're trying to track track in terms of the long-term care living facilities and the things that they need, the personal care homes and the nursing homes that are very challenged. We're trying to work with the companies in the food chain. We're working with our county municipal health department partners. We want to work with the coroners. We're really working with many different stakeholders to make sure that we are tracking this and reporting it accurately. As we've said, we have more than 40,000 cases of COVID-19. We do not have the personnel, and be honest with you, we will not have the personnel to call all of them to see when they recovered. What we're going to be concentrating on now is that path forward about going in counties, going from red to yellow. That's going to take a significant amount of effort in terms of making sure that we have the testing available, that we diagnose patients who have COVID-19, that we do appropriate isolation, that we do the case investigations of those, the contact tracing of contacts, and then making sure that they are notified and that they quarantine. I can't tell you how much work that means. We're going to have to add some staff. We do not have the ability to call all 40,000 people and see when and how long and when they recovered.